Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Williams out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairman moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second, with Campaneris covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hermann reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rudy moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Duncan moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Duncan moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Epstein scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Brown moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Steve Keeley now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive towards the mound. Keeley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.